أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله. This surah Talaq, we started with it previously. At the beginning Allah addressed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the whole ummah also, that to be very careful with the matters of talaq. One was that do not issue talaq when a woman is in her menstruation, when she is parked at that time. And that helps tremendously that a person does it out of consideration and not just out of on the spur of the moment because of his anger or something. Normally in anger many people give talaq and destroy their whole lives, the wife's life, the children's life. So when giving it, when you wait properly or when Sharia has told, so you get enough time to consider it also. And also they don't give three talaqs at one time. Then you also cause great harm. So when you think of it, if you really now have explored all the avenues to make up the home and it just does not seem to work, after trying, taking advice from both sides of the families, from senior people, from ulama, and it's not going to work, then give one talaq in one period of her cleanliness, not when she is menstruating. So that will give you then another one in the next period of her cleanliness, and the third one in the third period. So this will give you a very fair chance to consider properly whether you want to carry on with the talaq, divorce, or you want to reconcile again. So Sharia has made this because Allah's arsh shakes when the talaq is given. And Shaitan puts his throne on the waters, on the seas. And when one of the his lower ones come and tell him he made two husband and wife separate and divorce, then Shaitan gets very happy. So this is a thing which angers Allah Ta'ala very much. Anyway, now when talaq is given, and one talaq should be given, then the period of iddat is now three menstruation periods. So she should stay in her husband's home to make her iddat. With regard to staying there, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تُخْرِجُهُنَّ مِنْ بُيُوتِهِنْ مَتْ نِكَالُ أُنْكُ أُنْكِ غَرُوْ سَيْ. Do not force them out of the houses. They have to stay in the husband's house. He gave one talaq. Though they are now, they are not husband and wife, but they have to stay there. It is very possible that he will reconcile also in that time. And also, now that she has to stay there, and the husband has to give her her maintenance. So he mustn't make life difficult for her, and force her that now she, the way the husband is treating her, the way he's making hard, life hard, not giving her her maintenance, her food, etc., not giving her a proper place to sleep, and now she's forced to go out. That should not be the case. وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَا or وَبِنَا نِكْلِ. And of her own also she should not go out. That is, the iddat period must be completed. Whether it is the iddat period of a divorce or an iddat period if the husband has passed away. This also, unfortunately, we are getting a lot of neglect in that. This is one of the fundamentals of a correct Islamic society and culture, that the iddat period must be passed properly. And Allah Ta'ala said before, وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةِ. Make sure you count the days of iddat properly. So the and if she does go out or she is forced out, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ مَگر جو کرے سریح بے حیائی. Then this will be an open act of shamelessness, that she has to pass her iddat and she's not passing her iddat, she's going out. And in that also there is a great danger that she can fall into other fitna also. And then the lineage of the child can also become doubtful. If she now gets married without counting the days properly, and she gets married within the iddat period, now was that child of the previous husband who divorced her or passed away? Or is it the child of the other husband she has got married to? And as we have explained, that now recently scientifically it has proven the sperm of the husband stays there in the case of a divorce for 3 months. It is registered in the womb of the mother. And after three menstruations,
then all the signs of that sperm get finished. Now when she gets married, after having passed the iddah, it is 100% guaranteed now that the child is of the husband she's getting married to, not of the previous husband. And in the case of a death, it remains there for 4 months and 10 days. So if that period, that's why Allah stresses, count the days properly. It is very important that the days must be counted properly so that the lineage can be established properly. If the lineage is not established properly, it brings all corruption and destruction in a society when illegitimate, so to say, illegitimate children are born now to parents. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ اور یہ حدیں ہیں باندھی ہوئی اللہ کی. And these are the limits which Allah Ta'ala has said, has stipulated, and Allah has made these limits. So it is not that the woman says that I have to get my maintenance, but I'm making it maaf. It's not her right only, it is her right also. And it is the right of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, she also hasn't got the right to make it maaf. Her part she can make, but it is Allah's right, Allah's law, that she must stay in her iddat and pass her iddat correctly. It is the law of Allah Ta'ala. So we must not break that law of Allah Ta'ala. For which Allah warns in front, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. اور جو کوئی برہے اللہ کی حدود سے تو اس نے برا کیا اپنا. And whoever has transgressed, broken the laws of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is with regard to the iddat, the waiting period, or any other law of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has said, he does no harm to Allah Ta'ala, he only harms himself. Because Allah has made us, and he has set out his laws which are the best for us. If we don't observe that laws, we suffer the consequences. Allah is totally independent. He has given us the laws, and he has taught it to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if she maintains her iddah properly in the case of a divorce, she stays in the husband's house, then Allah Ta'ala says, لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. اس کو خبر نہیں, شاید اللہ پیدا کر دے اس طلاق کے بعد نئی صورت. That though the talaq had been given and done properly according to Sharia and Islam, one talaq was given when she was pak, when she was clean, and now she's passing her iddat there, it is very possible Allah Ta'ala says, you don't know, but Allah Ta'ala will make a new situation. Allah will make the husband's heart soft again. He will think, I've got children. And he will think, this woman has stayed with me so long. And he will revoke, he will pull back that talaq of his. And though one talaq is given, for the rest of his life he's only got two. But at least now with one talaq given, it is a talaq raj'i, which he can withdraw again. And now when he withdraws it within that period, then he doesn't have to make new nikah also. He can resume his life again with his wife. So Allah has made that easy also. And by observing the laws of Allah, the proper structures of society will be observed. May Allah let us study these laws, especially as married people. We don't know when anger can overtake us, when situations can come. And many good people, we think they're living very happily, but they say we are thinking of divorce. Or they're just giving divorce like that. So if we study it and know it properly, inshallah our married life will go on happily and carefree. May Allah give us tawfiq.